Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
Ongoing high inflation, a strained economy, and the fact that 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 every single day mean double trouble for two important retirement programs, and those would be Social Security and Medicare. And that's why it's so important to act now on your strategy for protecting your income and your future in retirement. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be discussing this and more today. Let me get you that phone number so you can have it handy. 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. You can call to request Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth. He is a certified financial planner here to guide you about retirement planning. You can call for a complimentary appointment. You can call for that book. Also, find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, it is great to be here with you again.
Yeah, Luann. Well, it's a good time to be talking about all this stuff because definitely a lot of changes going on in the economy. And, time to be really thinking more about your planning. I know we're all off having fun. I just got back from Portugal and Spain, so can't complain there. But you do have to still focus on what matters and making sure you have enough money and to make sure you have time to do all those fun trips and other things. So you got to take some time for yourself. So good time to be talking about some of this stuff here.
Yeah. I mean, what you help people do is create wealth in retirement so they can do these fun things. But to do so, to have that wealth, you have to be mindful of your finances in retirement. That's what the show's all about. I want to take you back to the summer, late July 1965. President Lyndon B. Johnson signed Medicare into law. So we're talking about, 57 years ago. I want to play something. This is actually his quote. Lyndon B. Johnson here. Eric, I want you to hear this.
No longer will young families see their own incomes and their own hopes eaten away simply because they're carrying out their deep moral obligations to their parents and to their uncles and their aunts.
So basically, it's just helping families, right? So many people were having to care for their elderly parents or grandparents. And so it was wonderful when Medicare came into law, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I also like the fact that he was using the deep moral obligation there.
Yeah.
And, that's something that you don't see as much, sadly, today is, people wanting to take care of each other and doing things for the right reasons versus, whoever's going to get elected next or whichever soundbite goes, bigger. The hard part right now is, the latest report says it's going to be, part of the insurance trust fund could be depleted by 2028.
So soon.
That used to sound like a long time away, right? But that's 6 years away. That's pretty scary. And, so that's one of the things that needs to get fixed, needs to get worked on, along with Social Security. Social Security is usually around 2035 when they're going to have issues. And of course, at the same time, they're paying out more. So, that's one of the tough things is, you need to make sure you have some money accounted for that's going to help you in retirement. Just because we know there's going to be more taxes, there's going to be more changes that they're going to do to prop these programs up and make them last because there's just too many people now. I mean, there was not that many retirees in 1965, so they didn't have to worry about it. And now it's kind of crazy how many there are.
Yeah, because we're all living so much longer. And, whenever we talk about Medicare, you always mention that Medicare is not going to cover all the health care costs in retirement. Tell us how you talk to your people about their options for health care costs that Medicare doesn't cover.
Yeah, well, so definitely everybody needs to have a Medicare supplement. So that's basically an insurance kind of wrap around that the government has very specific, down to how many pints of blood they cover and silly stuff like that. So, you need to have your own supplement that kind of fills in all those gaps that a lot of people used to call it Medigap coverage or, Medicare supplement. There's also the Advantage ones, which are the ones that are like HMOs, basically, where, like around here, it'd be Kaiser is the big one, where they take over running the program for the government, and then they just, take all the costs, but then they get the money, from your premiums and such. So, it's something you definitely need to know about. The biggest scary part that people don't realize is it doesn't cover anything that is chronic, basically. So in other words, if all of a sudden you maybe say you you know, had some ailment and, you know, you go through the hospital and then you're not getting any better, they might send you to a rehab facility for a little bit. But if you're still not getting better, they stop paying the covering costs because now it's a chronic condition. It's not a medical necessity to get repaired or fixed. And then that turns into long-term care coverage. And there is no long-term care coverage for Medicare at all. It's all you or your family. So that going back to that moral obligation, you know, it could be you paying for your parents because they didn't do enough planning, or your kids helping pay for you, or you eating up all your assets to pay for your own care. So it's something nobody wants to talk about, right? Because nobody wants to be in that kind of shape or that kind of condition. But just ignoring it, ostrich planning, you know, doesn't work well, right? Sticking your head in the sand. That's not a good option. Long-term care has gotten to be super expensive. So there are other options. There's some great programs. I mean, there's one program that like you could put $100,000 in it and gives you $300,000 for long-term care if you need it. But if you don't need it, it kind of works like a CD. It still builds up some money. So there's some cool programs out there, the ways where you don't have to actually be wasting money on long-term care insurance that keeps having the premiums increase and increase and increase. So one of the things that we actually have here that we can offer you is a really quick PDF download of a whole report on Medicare. All you have to do, pretty simple, is text the word Medicare to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word Medicare, 800-454-1184. And you can also request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You already said, you know, we know that trust fund is projected to be depleted by 2035. So what does this mean for people who have not started taking those benefits yet, Eric?
Yeah, so obviously this one's a little bit longer, which is nicer,
yeah.
Right? So it's 13 years. And really, it doesn't say there. It's depleted. It's kind of a, I don't know, it's kind of almost a wrong term to use. It's really what happens is they say they're only going to be able to pay 80% of their costs. So their surplus will be gone, but it's not that they won't be able to pay their bills. It's just they won't be able to pay all their bills, which, you know, you can't go up to your mortgage company and say, hey, I want to pay 80% of my mortgage, and they won't be okay with that. And neither will voters, right? So they're going to have to fix something pretty dang soon, right? Because it's, you know, 13 years. It used to be, you know, 20, 30, 40, right? And now it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So they need to do something. And of course, with the huge cost of living increase, it's projected to be about 10.8 maybe this year. You know, last year was, you know, a huge one also. So if we keep getting these huge increases, then that might even speed up how fast that gets depleted. Mm. And that's pretty scary too. So, you know, I wouldn't say, oh, hey, I'm 62. I'm going to turn it on now and just get tiny bit amount of money. No, historically speaking, they've always made changes for people who are not getting it yet. So in other words, if you're not going to be, you know, now the main age is 67. If you're not going to be 67 by 2035, yeah, you're going to probably get less. You know, that's just how it goes, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to be already on Social Security by 2035, they're not going to mess with you because they would get voted out very quickly. So, you know, it's one of these things where you still want to make good sense of it. But also lots of times when we're doing an income plan, we can actually analyze what makes more sense. And quite often the answer is not to wait till 70 where you get the highest benefit. Often the answer is actually take it at 67, or a lot of people still retire at 65 because they can get the Medicare. You know, and so depending on which way you want to go with that, I mean, you want to have really an analysis to know how to do things, because if you know, hey, this will work this way and this will work that way, which one works better? And not just which one gives you more money from Social Security, because that's the dumb analysis. The smarter analysis is how much money will I have later on if I take it at 67 or 70? Because if you wait longer, but you retire still at, say, 67, then you have 3 years of none of that income. That's probably about $100,000 that you didn't get. And
that's too
and
much
so
to lose.
so that's a lot of money that you now spent out of your other assets to get more money from Social Security, which may break even. You know, that calculation might not break even until your mid 80s. You know, again, it really takes an income plan to figure this out. If that's something you want to take advantage of, you can either text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Still more to come with Eric Heckman. This is Wealth Creator Radio, and we'll be right back.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial, so reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is president of Heckman Financial, but he's also the author of his book, Worry Less Wealth. And he wrote that book to open up our eyes to all things retirement because he wants you to have a remarkable retirement. And that's much of what we talk about in our show each week. Listen up, because he is giving away that book throughout our show today. So millions of Americans have their money tied up in something, you know, like a traditional IRA. In fact, here's the numbers that we have, Eric, that the total value of all of those accounts is more than $19 trillion nationally. Now, this number came from 2020. That's a lot of IRAs, and that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's, well, the scary part is that's a lot of money that hasn't been taxed.
Yeah, right.
So a lot of people are building up money in these types of accounts. So I like to either call them the fours or IRA. So it could be a 403B if you're working nonprofit or education, and usually healthcare has those. 457s are what usually government agencies have, and then 401Ks, private employers. Now, all of these plans can be rolled over to an IRA, you know, when you leave that company. So really, when we talk about the term IRA, it can be really, you know, any of these plans. So, you know, that's the big thing, is you want to know about what you need to know about these accounts, but also how you're going to get the money out at retirement and how they're going to affect your, you know, your whole retirement and the rest of your life.
Yeah. Okay. So as we're going to get into some of these options for our accounts, but one thing we need to understand is that the type of 401k or IRA that we have actually matters when it comes to how our retirement income is taxed, right?
Oh, yeah, certainly. So, yeah, most people have drank the Kool-Aid or whatever you want to call it, right? Back in the 80s when they first started coming out with 401ks, they said, hey, you know, defer your taxes and you'll be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. Well, that kind of maybe worked somewhat, but there's a couple of smoke and mirrors things that the government did there, right? One was, you know, under Reagan years, they took away a ton of the deductions. I mean, you used to be able to write off, you know, credit card interest and car loan interest and all sorts
wow.
of stuff. Nowadays, of course, they even took, after the Trump tax laws, we even lost more deductions. So there's very little left to write off. And so sometimes the brackets may have gone down, but sometimes they've actually may have even gone up depending on how much you're earning. So a lot of people did it in pre-tax, and most people still do pre-tax, meaning, you know, you don't pay the tax on it today. So say, keep the math easy. If you put in 10 grand, you don't pay federal and state tax on that money. So, okay, maybe your combined bracket, say you're 25%. So that means your 10 grand actually only cost you $7,500 to put in.
Mm-hmm.
So your paycheck dropped by $7,500, even though you put 10 in. But all you're doing is saying, I don't want to pay that tax today. I want to pay that sometime down the road. Nobody asks when that is. Guess what? It's when you retire. And yeah, the other option is to do it post-tax, meaning you pay the tax. And so in that case, if you put in 10,000 into, like, well, you can't put 10 into a Roth IRA. You can put either 6 if you're under 50 or 7 if you're 50 and over. But, you know, if you have a spouse, they could put more into it. And, you know, if you're under the income limits, so you have to watch out for that too. But if you're doing Roth 401k, anybody can fund all the money in there. There's no income restrictions at all. And so if you put that 10,000 into a Roth 401k, then that 10,000 cost you 10,000 to fund it. So that's the big difference between the two. But the big, big difference, the payoff is at the end. That 10,000 that you put into that Roth, if it grew to 50 at retirement, that money's all yours.
Right.
If you put it into a pre-tax, you owe tax on the whole balance.
So with our 401ks and our IRAs, it's important that we know the rules, right, in taking our money out. Tell us what we need to know about taking those required minimum distributions, Eric.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. It's kind of like somebody, you know, playing the game of Monopoly, but not knowing that you get $200 when you pass go, or even being told you're supposed to be buying properties necessarily, or renting, or maybe adding houses. Maybe you knew you had to buy properties, but nobody told you you're supposed to add houses and hotels, right?
Right.
You know, all these instructions are important, and they can definitely make a big change in how your strategy would be and such if you knew the rules going in. But, you know, sadly, a lot of us just kind of go, well, that'll be somewhere down the road, so who cares, right? So one thing that, like, people don't pay attention to is you pay Social Security tax and Medicare tax on the money, even if you're doing the pre-tax 401k. So when people say it's not taxable, it is actually still taxable. It's just not federal and state taxable. So that's one issue. And then the other big one is, when can you get the money out, right? So 59.5, I think a lot of people know about that rule, so that basically, that's the first rule where you can, once you're 59.5, that's the soonest you can take the money out without any tax penalties. That tax penalty, by the way, 10% federal, 2.5% state, plus the federal and state taxes. Just say buy your half your money. That's Gosh. easy way to do the math there. So don't take, try not to take this money. But then the other end of the spectrum, like what you just asked about, was required minimum distributions. So that's when you gotta take your money. Say you did really great. You saved up a bunch. You maybe hit it big in the lottery, or got some, you know, tons of Bitcoin or whatever it is. So, you know, you don't need this money. You got a great pension, whatever. It doesn't matter. When you hit what used to be 70.5, now it's 72. When you hit 72, you have to, by law, start taking some of this money out. Now, in 2022, they actually changed the mortality tables. So since people live a little bit longer, those numbers have, the percentages have dropped a tiny bit, but not like, you know, parts of a percent. So not huge, but it used to be 3.9 and something like 3.6 now when you're 72, and it keeps going up. When you're 90, it's in the 8% range of how much you have to be taken out of your account. You know, as you get older, you have to keep taking that money out. Why? The government wants their money back. They basically loaned you the money you owed them in taxes and said, please go invest it, do well, and the better you do, the better we do.
Interesting.
So that's basically when sometimes people say, oh, and the defer it to later. I always tell people, that's the definition of later, is 72. There is no more later after that. That's when you got to pay up. And so they bring you the check, and it's like, you can either pay it, and if you don't pay it, it's a 50% penalty for not taking the money out. So if you were supposed to take out, you know, $10,000, there's going to be a $5,000 penalty for not taking out the $10. Well, you better take out the $10 and pay the tax, right? So,
right.
You know, so that's one of these things where when you're doing your planning and you're looking at your income plan for life, your investment plan, tax plan, all of those are massively affected by how you choose to fund your 401k and your IRA. And so when we do our planning with our clients, we go through the blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's where we kind of talk about these three areas, the income, the investment, tax, healthcare, legacy, all five of those areas. And so if that's something you've got a question on, you know, you can just set up a phone call. We can kind of go over it real quick. And if you want us to go through more of the overall blueprint, if it makes sense to do that, we'll do that for you. And again, we're waiving our fee. We're not charging you for that. So all you have to do is either text the word visit, or you can just call 800-454-1184. Again, either text visit or call 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yes, you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's in his 30th year. He wants to help you have a remarkable retirement. That's his goal for you. Heckman Financial is an independent firm, so their focus is going to be on helping you make the very best decisions for your situation. So, all right, we're talking about our 401k and IRA decisions, and you talked about, you know, the penalties that could happen if we don't follow the rules with the RMDs. Is there anything else that we need to know as a retiree regarding the RMDs?
Well, you know, as a retiree, you just have to have a kind of a strategy of how you're going to take this money out. When should you be taking out? I mean, one thing is don't wait till the last minute. That's probably for everything in life. but if you're younger in your 60s and retired, a lot of times the dumb advice I see all the time, especially from tax people, is, oh, wait till 72, wait till 72. Don't touch your money till then. Well, what if you go from the 12% to the 24% bracket, and you could have taken some of that money out at 12 and converted that tax, you could have paid the tax today at a 10% or 12% lower bracket, moved it to a Roth IRA and avoided the tax forever. Well, that's a way better deal, right? So, so you need to have that planned ahead. With those RMDs, you have to have that money coming out. And then the other big thing that they changed in 2020 was, it used to be able, you could do the stretch IRA where you could take it out over your lifetime and basically the person you inherited its lifetime. Now, when it goes to the next generation, so not spouses, but when it goes down to kids or such, they got 10 years to spend all your money. I mean, what a horrible thing to tell the next generation, right? Here, mom and dad saved all this money for 30, 40 years, 50 years, and now you got 10 years to spend it all. Now the government doesn't really care per se if you spend it. They just want you to pay the tax on it, right?
Right.
So they can obviously reinvest it, but there's going to be a lot higher temptation for them to spend it. So, that also needs to have a little bit more planning and a little bit more foresight of how you're going to do all that stuff. So, again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, if you want to set up a time to just kind of go over this and kind of get some more options, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in minimizing fees, lowering tax costs. Wouldn't you like to worry less? Well, that's what this show is all about. Eric has always given us some really good ideas on what we can do. And right now we happen to be talking about 401ks or IRAs, right? And, we can't really treat those retirement accounts like a big ATM. So, Eric, let's talk about strategies that you might recommend in pulling money out of those accounts.
Well, have you ever seen a $250,000 minivan?
A minivan? No, yeah. I have not.
Well, so I had a client that he had a profit sharing plan. So for those who don't know, profit sharing plans are where your employer funds it all. So he wasn't contributing to this. And then when he left his job, he found out he had all this money. He's like, oh, I'm just going to go buy a new van. I'm like, dude, you need this for retirement. You need to save this money for the rest of your life and stuff. You're going to have 12%, 12.5% federal and state tax penalties. You're going to have all this stuff, all this tax to pay. And he's like, yeah, I don't care. This is just free money to me, So
goodness.
I just want to go get this van. And, that if you ran that out, that van probably cost him $250,000, of what he could have had at retirement, right? So, anytime you're talking about these retirement accounts, you can't treat them like an ATM. You got to have a plan for how you're going to take them out, ideally after 59 and a half. So, and you also want to, check in with your tax bracket and see where that is. Because, you want to take level withdrawals type of thing. You don't want to say not take anything for a while, keep your tax bracket low. And then maybe you hit 72 and need to take all this money out and then have your tax bracket skyrocket. Well, that doesn't make sense either. So a lot of times if you've got some regular money that you saved up and your retirement assets, or ideally if you have some Roth assets, you know, you can take a blend of those three and really lower your tax bracket. But again, it takes not only just a financial advisor to know that, but somebody who knows taxes. And so that's one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually do taxes for our clients. I'm licensed to do taxes and such, not because I want to do them, but just because I really wanted to have that information and that knowledge. Luckily, I've got a great person on my staff, Cassandra, does our taxes for our clients. So, yeah, I mean, it's something that's very critical because if you don't know how the taxes are, you don't want to find that out in April. That, oh, I took the money all wrong, and oh, by the way, I can't do anything now.
Right. Right? Oh, dear. So, you don't want that.
That's not when you want to find that out. You want to find that out before you screw that up.
How do you help someone figure out how much income they need to generate then from each of those different accounts? Can you walk us through that?
Well, really, the only way I know how to do it is with an income plan. So saying, okay, what do you need to live on? Maybe it's, say, $7,000 a month that you need. Okay, how much are you getting from Social Security? And then after tax, what's that like? And then how much do you need from these other accounts? And then again, we want to do everything in a net number. So, you might need to take out $3,000 more, but that, again, if it's out of a 401k or an IRA, well, that's more like $4,000, right, to net the three. So when we're doing our income planning for our clients, everything is all net and spendable money. So I don't care what your normal budget, really what we want to know is what your budget did you spend. A lot of times people say, oh, well, my income is this. Well, no. What's your take home pay? that's the numbers we want to work off of because, then you're netting everything down. And then you can say, okay, well, here we've got these different pots of money that we can take it from. And again, like I was saying, maybe we should blend it between the two. And then we can see if it lowers, your taxes. Does that extend how much longer your money lasts? And sometimes it's even crazy stuff like you should turn on Social Security sooner. Lots of times that's often an answer for some people where they say they're going to wait till 70 and we'll do the numbers and we'll say no, because you'll actually burn down too many other assets to wait that long. So once you have a plan, it's so easy. It's because it's a way to kind of test things, right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't have a way to test it and measure it or compare it, then you're just guessing, and it's kind of like guessing where you're going. So yeah, I want to go somewhat north, right? it's pretty tough if you don't really have any super direction. So that's kind of the big deal. So what we do here at Heckman Financial is we've actually came up with the blueprint to worry less wealth. So that way we look at that income plan. That income plan then tells us how we should have that investments done, and then look at the taxes along the way too. And those three would kind of guide us of where we're going. We want to take into consideration healthcare costs and legacy issues. And that once you have those five areas taken care of, you can get a great picture of what things are going to be, when you retire. But so again, if that's something you want to set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call, talk a little bit more, and then see if it makes sense for us to do the plan. The plan is no cost. All you have to do is either text the word visit or give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yeah, make that first move. Give Eric and his team a call. They would love to help you worry less about your retirement and your retirement decisions. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Some people, like you even said, might want to take their traditional IRA, 401k, tax deferred, and then convert that to a Roth account for tax-free withdrawals later. So tell us, let's go into that. Tell us what we need to know about that strategy.
We all know taxes are going up. The only people who say taxes are going down are somebody who's running for office. I don't care which party
which
it is.
Which side,
right? Yeah, I don't care blue or red or gold or whatever other colors there could be, right?
Yeah.
So, everybody says, and everybody knows that with our, you just have to go to usdebtclock.org and get freaked out about how much, the government owes. And you'll see that, taxes are going to go up. And, so that's one of the reasons why even the government's been saying, trying to put proposals out to say, here, convert to Roth now. And then you won't be able to do it later on. Well, why is that? Because they want you to pay the tax today. That way they get more money today. So they're really counting on this money coming in. And so one of the things that you can do to get rid of the tax situation is pay the tax today, which, of course, why would you do that, right? Nobody wants to do anything like that. It's kind of like, why do you want to eat healthy? it's no fun, right?
Right.
Well, okay, it does help you long term, right? And, why do you want to exercise? Well, it does help you long term. So same thing here. If you get rid of that tax today, it's going to be a lot better. So people think this is a lot more complicated than it is, but it's real simple. So think of a teeter-totter or seesaw, depending on where you are in the country. If you were at the same bracket when you hit retirement as you are today, then it's a little bit tougher, right? Because if you're not going to save any tax, does it make sense to convert? If you're 10, 15, 20 years away, all that growth would be tax-free. So then, yes, it does make sense. Now, if you're retiring next year, no, probably doesn't make sense.
Okay, that's interesting.
Now, the super easy one is, if you're in the 12% bracket today and you're going to be in the 24% bracket later, well, duh, you know, you want to pay the tax, you know, when it's on sale, right? When it's lower, you definitely want to do that conversion. But if you just, you know, sold your house and had a huge capital gain and you sold a bunch of stocks with huge, you know, and you're in the, you know, the top tax bracket there is, no, don't. Don't convert, because you probably will not be in that tax bracket when you, yeah, when you hit retirement. So so just again, think of it as a seesaw type thing. If you're flat or lower on your end, that means you want to convert, right? Because that means the taxes will be higher or even, you know, later on. If you're up in the air and your feet are dangling, you know, that, you know, and you hope the other person doesn't jump off and you, you know, fall on your butt.
Remember those days.
Assuming that doesn't happen, you know, you don't want to convert there. So, you know, the conversion is painful because you do have to pay the tax. You have to have the money to pay the tax. So you have to come up with that from someplace. So, you know, again, that's something where you want to have some tax planning. You want to look at that and say, okay, how does that affect everything? How's my money going to grow? What's that going to look like for me in retirement? So again, that'd be the thing that you want to be looking at to get that information. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, we can actually send you is a report on taxes. And so if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text the word taxes, pretty easy, taxes to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can download it right away at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we're not done yet. We'll be right back with lots more.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial, so reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor, Drew Frampton, here from O2 Mortgage, and we're going to be talking about credit scores, that good, bad, who knows what thing that is, right? All that stuff, Drew. And I swear, it seems like every credit card now says, hey, we'll show you your credit score and stuff. But I know those aren't always necessarily the same credit score that really is for mortgages and other things. So yeah, why don't you, I guess, just start from the basics, right? What is a credit score? How do they come up with it? And why is it something you really want to pay attention to?
Yeah, I mean, the history behind the credit score is pretty interesting because every year it seems like they become more and more important. I've been doing this for not too long, loans in general, right? I work for O2 Mortgage, which is a mortgage company. We pull a lot of credit. And when I first started, I mean, you'd ask somebody, hey, can I pull your credit? And say, yeah, I think I know what that is. And now today it's, I watch this pretty closely and I want to make sure that, you know, before we pull anything, I want to know what the impact is, which is a great question and conversation to have. So yeah, let's start with the basics. You know, what is a credit score? And there's a lot of different terms out there, like FICO and credit report. And, you know, is a credit report the same as a credit score? So let's first start with FICO. So a FICO score, it's kind of the name brand of the credit world, right?
It's actually named after a company, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's an abbreviation for the Fair Isaac Corporation. So it's Fair Isaac FI, and the corporation is the Co. So FICO. And it's a 3-digit number based on the information of your credit report. Right. And that number is supposedly a way to summarize your credit profile and how likely you are to repay your debts. Lenders really like this tool because it's a fast, convenient way for them to get a quick snapshot of your past and your current credit makeup. Gone are the days where we would call the local grocery store and say, hey, has so-and-so paid their bills on time? And the landlord, we just pull a credit score and we get the information of your past.
I know there's a couple different things that you have to watch out for on your credit score. I know one thing is if you have a credit card, it's good. But if you have too many, it's bad. If you close out one, sometimes it can also be bad. So kind of enlighten us of what the current rules are, because I know some of these things have kind of ebbed and flowed over time, and make sure people know what is important to be kind of watching for and not watching for.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really important to know. Just be aware that these do change as credit behaviors change. So it is kind of a moving target. But the overall kind of high level view is the number one impact to your scores are going to be your payment history. Right. So make your payments on time.
Set up the auto minimum payments. I do that on all mine just in case you screw up something. If you get that auto minimum payment, you'll never have a late payment.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you go on vacation, forget a bill. Yeah. Your auto pay goes out. That's huge. And it's actually, if you do miss a payment, it's one of the hardest things to get fixed, even if it was an error, is a late payment. So certainly just pay on time and you don't have to spend the grief of trying to get that repaired. So that's about 35% of your credit score is payment history. The next thing is just how much you have owed, right? So a big part of that is a revolving credit. So we call credit cards revolving credit because you have a certain amount that you can borrow and you take out a percentage of that. If you can stay at 50% or below, and really the sweet spot's about 30% or below your max credit limit, that's going to be of benefit. And that's about 30%.
So if you got 10K credit card limit, limit, you never want to have it over 3,000 ideally is what you're kind of saying there, right?
Yeah. And that kind of ebbs and flows as you use something, and you might have a big purchase here or there. But the general rule of thumb is, if you can keep it at a low amount, that's a really helpful thing. And if you're comfortable with it, a good way to go about this is if you are spending more on a monthly basis than the 50%, you can always reach out to your credit card company and ask for an increase in your line limit.
Or use a separate one and still keep it low, in terms of...
Yeah, you can kind of spread it over.
In terms of balance to available credit. Credit score or payment history is 35%, 30%. So you're saying the balance,
the amount owed or credit utilization is the industry term for that. And then the smaller amounts are length of history. If you just opened up a credit card 2 years ago, you might have a decent credit score, but 15% of that is based on history, right? And if you've had a credit history of 30 years, well, you're going to have a lot more history, right? And so you have more time to make mistakes. And if you haven't made any mistakes, your score is going to be that much better. So that's about 15% of your credit scores. 10%, how many new accounts you have open over the last couple of years. And then the last item is the credit mix. And I would say this is probably the least important, but it is about 10% of your credit scores. And that's, how many different types of credit do you have? Do you have a mortgage and a car loan and a credit card? I wouldn't put too much weight in this, and they don't either, because I've seen people who have just one mortgage and no credit cards at all and have excellent credit. I've seen people with, just one credit card, no car loans, and have excellent credit. So it's not a huge factor, but it's something to be aware of.
And again, we're talking with Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage about credit scores and what you need to know. And so, so what are some tips and tricks on things to be looking for? Exactly. What are some other things we should be doing?
Yeah. What I would say is everyone's credit profile is going to be different because you're different, right? And you're your behavior is going to be different than somebody else. So know that there's some rules of thumbs out there. But at the end of the day, you know, just, I would say, don't try to manipulate your credit scores. Just try to be, you know, financially smart about things. But it's really good to understand how your credit is made up. Credit scores are made up. Like you had mentioned, you know, not closing out accounts that have long histories, right? Because you'll lose out on that history. Something I tell a lot of my clients is, hey, you know, you haven't used this credit card in a while. The creditor may actually close out this account because you're not using it. So maybe put, you know, a small recurring bill, like a Netflix bill or a cell phone bill or something on there and just auto pay it, right? So you have that kind of active use of it. So your creditor doesn't just, you know, voluntarily cancel it. The other thing is around applying for credit, right? So I pull a lot of people's credit, and a big question is always, you know, is this going to hurt my scores? Because I'm going to have a hard inquiry. There are a couple things to be aware of. If you are going to get your credit pulled by multiple lenders, do it all in a small amount of time, right? So do it within, usually people say 30 days, but the shorter the window, the better. And then the other thing is there's actually two types of credit pulls that can be had. One is the hard inquiry, right? We pull it because you're applying for credit. And then the other one's actually, it goes on behind the backgrounds a lot of times, but it's when you're not truly applying for credit just yet, right? So your employer might actually pull your credit as part of the hiring process. Your credit card companies may pull credit occasionally just to make sure things haven't changed since when you applied. And those are called soft inquiries. So there's a difference between a hard inquiry that will hurt your scores and a soft inquiry that wouldn't hurt your scores. It's just more of just kind of taking a view in, but saying to the bureaus that we are not applying for credit just yet. And the reason behind all of this, the reason why the credit score does take into effect applying for credit, is that it's a pretty good indicator if you have many, many credit pulls over a handful of months, that increases the risk of bankruptcy and not paying back debts.
So your process is really to help people figure out, okay, hey, if I want to buy a house or if I want to refinance and all that stuff, and I've got questions, you know, that's why the credit's so important. So yeah, if somebody does want to give you a call and say, hey, I'm looking to refi or maybe looking to finally jump into the home market, you know, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you and kind of go over this process?
Give us a call on the phone, 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. And as you said, we like to educate our clients. So if you've got questions about, you know, your credit score or FICOs, we're here to help.
O2 Mortgage. And you can also find a link at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this month's edition. So we'll have you back next month. So thanks a lot, Drew.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
We'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial, so reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He is a certified financial planner, also a chartered financial consultant. So he has the licenses behind him, and it's Eric's passion to give you solid, independent advice about your own retirement strategy. So we've come to this time in our show where Eric gives us a story. It could be a wealth success story or it could be a financial fail. And today, Eric, you have a nice lesson, a wealth success story for us to listen to and kind of an example to see how things can work out for the best.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, a lot of people are looking at, should I downsize or not? And, you know, what's the pros and cons? And, you know, there's kind of two types of downsizing, I think. There's one where you leave the area and you go maybe to some place you've always wanted to live or some place just cheaper to live. And so I've had plenty of clients move to Nevada because it's, you know, income tax free, or Washington State or Texas or someplace like that, or, you know, even places that aren't, but maybe it's the Sierra foothills or someplace like that, where it's a little bit more moderate temperature and a little prettier kind of scenery. But, you know, the one that kind of came to mind is, I've got a client who, you know, she's always worked around the valley here. She wanted to stay near all of her friends. So she decided to, you know, downsize. She had a small place in Mountain View, but since it's close to, you know, Google and Facebook, it's worth way too much.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, she was able to sell that, downsize, pay cash for a condo downtown here, actually not too far from our offices. And, you know, now the nice thing is she's got, you know, so much extra money sitting there from that, you know, she's not going to have to worry for the rest of her life. I mean, she didn't have a pension. She may have not probably saved quite as much as she should have over the years. But because of this downsizing, now, you know, it's no problem for her to be retired and stay retired. And so, I mean, it's a great way because now she's fine financially, you know, no mortgage anymore. So that means right now, while she's still working for the last couple of years here, she's got plenty of extra income. Not freaking out and not going, okay, how am I going to do this, or how am I going to survive, and all those types of issues that, you know, people normally are doing. And so, you know, once she's done that, we do an income plan and we say, okay, here's how your income is going to run out for the rest of the life. Here's, you know, how much money you could be spending. And of course, she doesn't need quite as much income because she doesn't have a mortgage, right?
Yeah.
And so now she's got this, you know, pile of money there that's going to be there. We've done the income plan. Now we're looking at the investments, how we're going to keep that money, some of that guaranteed safe from loss. And, you know, combining all that is a way to get that blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's what we've been able to do for her. It's something we can do for you if you want to have that process done. No cost, no obligation right now. It's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Talk to you then.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.